Next, Hallmark Channel presents Christmas with the Darlings. Snow falls from the text. A truck with a trailer hauls a Christmas tree up a large house's driveway. A man gets out and knocks on the door. Credits, Katrina Law. Two nutcrackers guard the door. Credits, Carlo Marx.
Is this the Darlington house?
The one and only.
Mrs. Darlington?
Mr. Darlington's assistant. Well, one of the Darlingtons. And I picked out that beauty. Jessica Liu.
Thank you. It'll just be a minute.
Brenda Matthews, Robin Bradley. Inside, a framed photo features three men with arms around each other's arms. They smile in suits and sweaters. Text, costume designer Ashley Isaacs.
You've outdone yourself this year, Jess.
Thanks, Mrs. Brooks. I figure it's the last Christmas doing this, so I should go out with the biggest tree possible.
And you succeeded. You're going to be missed around here.
Oh, I'm still going to be part of the Darlington Corporation family. Just one of the many, many attorneys.
You'll never be just anything.
Hey, boss.
Not for much longer.
You are the chairman, so you're still going to be my boss.
Good point.
And besides, I have to finish up the last details of the Christmas party.
Which you can do blindfolded.
And then get you off to Europe. Then I can spend the rest of December relaxing until I start my new gig.
Yeah, I like that plan for you.
Thanks. I kind of like it myself. Last time I spent more than a weekend doing nothing was... Never mind. I can't remember.
Actually, Jess, there's one last favor I need to ask of you.
Woman in office.
Jessica, this is Lena Thomas, our family law attorney. Lena, this is Jessica Liu, my soon-to-be ex-assistant extraordinaire.
Nice to finally meet you.
Same. How many times have you spoken on the phone?
Oh, quite a few. And Charles tells me that congratulations are in order. You passed the bar.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to finally be done with school.
Especially while working for retirement at the same time.
Yes, there is that. So I guess because you're here, that means the one more favor...
is about my nieces and nephew, yes.
They're coming back to the States from Australia.
Oh, wow. I've never actually met them before. I've only handled their paperwork.
Well, they've been gone a while.
3 years.
How long would they be here for?
Permanently.
Charles and his brother Max will be assuming full guardianship of their late brother's children when they return in 3 days.
I'm sorry. You and Max?
We'll be their new guardians, yes.
Max.
He nods.
Their late mother's Aunt Matilda became their guardian after the accident.
Wonderful woman.
She's in Sydney, where the kids have lived for 3 years.
We all originally agreed that it would be better for them to stay where they were, not disrupt them any further by bringing them to the States.
So what changed?
Matilda's had some health challenges, and she can't take care of them anymore.
And the rest of Nicole's family in Australia aren't able to assume the responsibility.
Which means...
Max and I will take care of them.
Max...
Her eyes wide. A snow-covered ski park. A man skis down a steep snowy slope with many jumps. The exterior of the ski lodge with large windows and a stone-covered porch. Man leans against ski rack.
10 seconds off my best time.
I'll alert the media.
But first, I pray ski.
See, this is why we're friends. Ah, that must be the lovely Vanessa.
She misses me.
It's been 2 days.
It's called marriage. You know when two people like each other a whole lot and miss each other when they're apart? Even for 2 days?
I've heard of such things.
Someday, Max. Someday.
Yeah.
He follows the men inside.
Emma's 13, J. Henry 10, and Abby's 8.
This is a recent photo.
I'm going to meet them in Los Angeles and then fly back with them here to Connecticut on Friday.
Oh, well, you'll be in Europe when they arrive and all the way up to the Christmas party.
Which is why I need your help.
Okay.
I've made all the arrangements for them.
Max is watching them over Christmas?
Oh, no. They'll be going to Peyton Academy in Vermont.
Boarding school?
One of the best in the country. Max, Jared, and I all went there. It's fantastic.
But I don't understand. Where will they be during Christmas?
Peyton Academy. It's okay. My brothers and I, we stayed there several times while our parents were on various holidays. I know it's not ideal timing. I would love to have the children at the house over Christmas. But you know how important this trip to Europe is. Peyton really does have an incredible staff. The children can settle in, be ready for the new year.
So what is it you need from me?
It's simple. Take them to Peyton.
That's it?
That's it.
I would do it, but as soon as they arrive, I have to leave town for my parents' anniversary party.
And Mrs. Brooks can watch him for a bit, but I don't want to overwork her, especially with her arthritis.
No, of course.
And Max, well, I don't know where Max is.
Skiing in Vermont.
Right.
Does he know about all of this yet?
I haven't been able to reach him.
Jessica, I don't suppose you could?
Yes, I will let him know.
Thank you.
She smiles.
So everything is set for Whistler over Christmas. Reservation starts Monday.
Nice.
Claps hands.
Oh.
He looks over, raises brows.
Yeah, I'm out for Whistler.
Come on.
We've been planning this all year.
See, this is why you two are still single. I want to be with my wife on our first Christmas together.
Bring her. The cabin's huge.
We're heading to her family's place.
Bring them. It's a huge cabin.
Okay, this isn't Arbor Day. It's Christmas. Some of us like to spend Christmas with our families. You should try sometime.
Max reaches in phone. Text, Jessica.
I gotta take this. I'll be right back.
Steps away.
They're going to Payton?
Your brother swears it's fantastic.
Yeah, Charles would. He was practically born in a coat and tie.
I take it you don't share his enthusiasm for Payton?
It was not my scene.
They expected you to study, didn't they?
Rude, right? And there was this little incident with the headmaster's private pool and pink dye.
Oh, Max.
If I had a nickel for every oh, Max I've heard in my life.
You'd have as much money as you already have.
Close.
So?
I just wanted to make sure that you knew the situation before your nieces and nephew got here.
Which is when again?
Friday.
And you're gonna take them there?
I am.
And then the amazing Jessica is free.
At least until I start my new job.
Well, it won't be the same without you.
Well, I've only been Charles's EA for 2.5 years.
Feels longer.
Aren't you charming?
No, I...
That was supposed to be a compliment.
Supposed to be. Bye, Max.
Bye, Jessica.
Max smiles and hangs up his phone. He bites his lower lip.
Okay, guys, so slight change of plans.
He smiles, eyes wide, outside an apartment at nighttime. Inside, Jessica and her friend.
What do you think?
Looks great.
Event poster.
I think the kids would actually like this.
Kids? What kids?
The Darlington nieces and nephew.
Oh, right. And when are you chauffeuring said nieces and nephew to the boarding school?
To be clear, there will be an actual chauffeur.
Of course there will, darling.
They're arriving on Friday, and then they're going to be staying the weekend till just after the long flight. And then I will be going with them to the boarding school on Monday.
Oh. If they can stay without their uncles for the weekend, why can't they stay longer? Christmas is only a little over 2 weeks away.
Mrs. Brooks can watch them short term, but I think anything longer than a couple of days is asking a lot.
Too bad there's no one else. I mean, it's Christmas. No one should be alone on Christmas.
Hey! Well done!
Thank you.
String lights on the coffee table. Outside of an apartment. Inside, Jessica sits on an upholstered chair near Christmas tree and scrolls through a website. Text, our mission. Patton Academy welcomes you. Lights in a cabinet glow bright pink. She looks at a framed photo on top of the cabinet. She sets down the laptop and pillow to stand and inspect the photo. A photo of a girl with her mom, then a girl alone in graduation cap and gown. A Christmas tree in front of a large skyscraper.
Okay.
Flips through papers.
What else?
Alfonso will meet you at the Lisbon airport and take you directly to the Darlington offices there.
And where are you in the preparations for the Christmas party?
The Plaza Grand Ballroom is booked and Zumel's will be catering again.
Excellent. Everything needs to be perfect.
Because
Mr. Lee from Losing Motors has agreed to be my guest at the party.
Did you secure the deal?
Oh, not yet. It's between us and York Ventures, which is why I need to impress him.
Well, fortunately, the Darlington Corporation Christmas party is always impressive.
Yes, it is. Getting into the Taiwan auto market would be a major coup for a corporation.
Then I'm sure it's going to happen. And speaking of cars, yours to the airport is now downstairs.
I'll be right there. Oh, hey. Do you have everything you need for getting the children to Payton?
I do.
She smiles at him.
What's on your mind?
Max enters.
Max?
Max.
Motion passed. My name is Max.
What are you doing here?
Well, dear brother, this is the Darlington Company, and rumor has it I am the president of said company, so I thought I'd make my quarterly appearance. Did we replace the access cards?
2 months ago.
Ah.
I was just on my way to the airport.
Europe, right? It's in the calendar. I do check.
I also told you.
And that. Hi, Jess. Payton Academy?
What about it?
Don't I get a say in what happens to my nieces and nephew?
What could you possibly say? It's one of the best schools in the country.
Yes, but if we're both going to be their guardians, then we both need to be involved in these decisions.
Charles pauses and turns to Max.
Fair enough.
And do they have to go right away?
There's no one else to watch them. I'll be gone and you're, well...
Max raises brows.
Go on.
It's the same reason we didn't take full guardianship in the first place. I work 24/7, and you don't exactly have a parenting lifestyle. There'll be no one else here while I'm in Europe.
Thanks.
Jessica looks over at Max, who licks his lips. She nods and raises hand.
I can help watch the kids through Christmas. The Christmas party is on automatic pilot, and you're in Europe until the 20th, and I basically have the next couple of weeks off.
That's your vacation.
Which means I have time.
Yeah, but... why?
Looks to Charles.
It's Christmas. Let's just say that I know what it's like to be a kid alone at Christmas. I can handle all three of them. And Mrs. Brooks is there if I have any questions.
And I'll stay too.
What?
Crosses his arms and stands beside her.
What's happening here?
You don't have to.
I know. But I'll go to Whistler after Christmas. You'll be back from Europe by then.
I've already made the plans.
Plans can change.
But the plans to get you to the airport needs to start now.
Oh, hold on.
Raises palms.
Are you sure you can handle this?
I am.
I am too.
She looks at Max.
Okay, I trust you completely, and you're right. It would be better for the children to be at the house over Christmas, especially after what they've been through. I'm gonna call you as soon as I land in Lisbon. We'll go over the details, Max. Please, don't make me regret this.
Have a nice trip. Don't forget the chocolate.
Max raises brows. Jessica turns to him. They pause and stare at each other wide-eyed with tight lips.
Ground rules.
For me watching my family.
Well, for us watching your family. Together.
Go for it.
I'm in charge.
Yeah, that seems self-evident.
And I have a vision.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, it's still forming, but from what I understand, the kids have been in Australia for 3 years?
More like 4, actually. Jarrett and Nicole moved to Sydney 6 months before the accident. Nicole's from Sydney originally.
So that means they've had 3 warm Christmases.
Yep. Summer Santa.
So why don't we give them a real old-fashioned New England Christmas? I mean, like cookies and hot chocolate. My friend Zoe, she has a Christmas fair fundraiser that I could take him to.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well, I'll come up with a list of things that we can do and places we can go.
And sometimes maybe we'll just wing it.
No. You do not wing it with children.
Well, my parents did with me.
I doubt that. I'm sure it was more that you were too much of a handful to control.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm thinking for this to work, I need to stay at the Darlington house when the kids are there.
That makes sense to me. There's plenty of rooms, enough for the kids to have their own room too.
Okay, so I'm gonna call Mrs. Brooks, update her on the plan. The kids are coming on Friday afternoon, so I'll come over on Friday morning and then we can just go pick them up together.
Yes, boss.
Don't you forget it.
She leaves.
Never.
Max grabs a jar from a shelf. Outside at nighttime, city traffic on street. Anna and friend enter restaurant.
Busy.
Yeah.
So, you gave up your first vacation in years, right before your new job, I might add, to watch 3 children you don't know over Christmas.
I did. Tell your mom thanks for the Christmas dinner invite, though.
Ah, she loves you. She'll get it once I explain. As your best friend, I might be the only person who won't immediately ask you why you're doing this. You've been there.
Yeah. Doesn't make it any less crazy than doing it, though.
Oh, no, definitely crazy. Also, kind, generous, and very, very you.
What are you getting?
Christmas swirl fudge.
Oh, I've never had that before.
It's delicious.
Last piece.
We'll split it.
No, it's okay. I'll just stick to the chocolate fudge.
There's one more piece in the back. I can get it for you, if you'd like.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem, Zoe.
Waitress smiles at Zoe.
Kate's flirting with you again.
Is not.
Is, as she always does whenever you're here. You should ask her to come to the Christmas fair.
I can't.
I get too nervous. You've seen me.
True. Okay, we'll give her a flyer.
You do it. You are a surgeon. How are you not able to ask someone out?
Because, unlike surgery, people are conscious and can reject you. Do not give me that look, miss. I'm always too busy to date. How long ago was Jason?
Long time.
This is the last piece, but I can make more tomorrow.
Feel free to come by.
Thank you so much. And here, this is happening next week. All proceeds are going towards the children's wing at St. Francis Hospital, which is where Zoe works. As a surgeon.
Cool. Maybe I can bring my nephew. Sure.
That sounds perfect.
Kate turns and leaves with a smile. Zoe looks down and smiles, then looks up at Jessica, who smiles. An airplane lands. Max in the lobby.
Stop pacing. Lena will bring them.
What are those?
Christmas presents for the children. From you and Charles.
You really do think of everything, don't you?
Here they are.
Hey, kids!
Hello, Uncle Max.
Hi, Uncle Max. Who's she?
This is Miss Jessica Liu. She's your Uncle Charles's executive assistant.
Jess, I'd like you to meet my eldest niece, Emma, my nephew, Jay Henry, and my youngest niece, Abby.
Hello.
Hi. It's nice to finally meet you.
Finally?
I've been hearing a lot about you.
Are you the one Ms. Lena says is going to be watching us over Christmas?
I am.
Actually, we both are.
The three kids look at him.
So when was the last time that you guys were back here?
3 years, 7 months, 10 days.
Jay Henry likes math.
That's right, I remember. That's cool. I like math too, sort of. Oh, but not as much as I like presents. It's for you.
What are these?
These are some welcome gifts.
Your uncles realize it's been a while since you've experienced Christmas in New England, so...
We got you some Christmas sweaters.
They open the gifts and inspect sweaters with a smile.
Thank you. We did pack sweaters. I love mine.
She hugs him tightly.
Shall we head to the house?
Great idea.
Do you want me to grab that? Okay.
He carries two of the sweater boxes as they leave. A large SUV arrives at the home. Max enters.
This is probably a lot colder than you're used to, but here it is.
A fireplace crackles.
That's a really big tree.
It is, isn't it?
Hello, children.
Mrs. Brooks.
Two eldest embrace her with a smile.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm Mrs. Brooks, and I've worked for the Darlington family for many years. But you were very young when you were last here.
Are you the nice lady who makes the chocolate pies?
The French silk is one of my specialties.
Of course I remember you.
Okay, let's show you to your rooms.
Okay, I'll grab your coats.
Thank you.
I'll race you up the stairs.
Max and kids run upstairs.
They're so quiet.
Well, part of it's the flight.
Is that the only reason?
The last 3 years have been a challenge for them. And having to leave their great aunt Matilda and come here again after so long is yet another change.
Well, I'll make sure they video call her as often as they'd like to help the transition.
Thank you.
Okay, Jay Henry, this will be your room. It was actually your dad's when he was growing up.
Emma looks at him.
Okay, ladies, I'll show you to your room next.
Henry stands in the room with a frown as the two girls lead him out. Henry looks around the room. Jessica opens door.
You've got my cell. Feel free to call me if you have any more questions.
I will, thank you.
This is a big thing you're doing, Jessica, watching them like this.
Is it? Feels sort of natural. I mean, what kid wouldn't want to stay here versus going to boarding school?
I think you're quite right. Good luck.
Safe travels, thank you.
She shuts the door and leans back against it with wide eyes and sighs. She nods and continues on. Outside the Darlington house at nighttime. Mrs. Brooks dries a mug.
Long day.
Yes. But it's good to have children in the house again.
Yep, four of them.
Well, Max always was a free spirit, but his heart's as big as Kansas, and his energy is, well, boundless, always was.
What was he like as a kid?
Oh, you'll find out as soon as J. Henry warms up. Oh, full of life and love. Max was a happy child. He always thought Jarrett was the glue between the three brothers. But really, I think it was Max. He took it very hard when we lost Jarrett. I think that's maybe when...
She winces, shakes head, and turns away.
When what?
Oh, when he and Charles became more distant and Max spent less and less time at home. But now he's back, and I think he's taking this very seriously, assuming guardianship.
I hope so.
Give him a chance, my dear. He may surprise you.
Jessica looks down.
Well, I'm going to go check on the kids. You have a good night, Mrs. Brooks.
You too, Jessica.
Mrs. Brooks returns to her dishes. Jessica walks upstairs and down a hallway.
Emma? Abby?
Max opens a door. An empty bedroom. He looks around.
Can't find the girls anywhere.
How did you lose the kids already?
Well, I don't know, but I checked Emma's room and Abby's and...
Here, over here. Yeah.
They open door. All kids.
What's this?
We all wanted to stay together. And I wanted to stay in Dad's old room, too.
Emma smiles. Jessica's smile fades.
That's okay. But if you guys change your minds, we have plenty of rooms for each of you. Just let me or Jess know.
Thank you.
Also, we want to make sure that you have the best Christmas possible. So why don't you make a list of Christmas activities that you want to do over the next couple of weeks?
But it doesn't have to be an actual list.
Though the act of making a list can help generate ideas.
Right, but if something happens to come to mind spur of the moment, you just tell us.
And I will write it down.
She will write it down.
Henry yawns and lies down.
I think that's our cue. Good night, guys.
Thanks, Max. Night, Jessica.
See you at breakfast.
They leave.
8 a.m.
Or whenever you wake up.
He shuts door.
It could be fun. Then Christmassy stuff. It could be. But remember, we're leaving here after Christmas. I know. So don't get too comfortable.
Max and Jessica.
I think we have a lot of work ahead of us.
I think you're right.
She turns and leaves. He pauses for a moment.
You don't have to do this, you know. I'm sure you have a ton of work to do.
Right, and find out that you backed out, went back into work. No way, not ever. I'm not doing that to Emma. We're going to find you something here. We're going to get your house decorated.
I forgot how determined you can be.
Yeah, that's one thing we have in common.
True. We just became determined about the opposite things.
Yeah.
Look, I know that us not talking for like 7 years is this huge elephant in the room, so...
Not in front of the trees. Christmas tree shopping is a sacred experience. It's a merry one in case you forgot.
Found one.
Look, see? Huh. Emma, she's got a Christmas spirit, so genetically it must be somewhere in there. Hello?
Christmas CEO, all new next. Part of Merry Thanksgiving Weekend, only on Hallmark.
Max asleep in bed. He rubs his face and stretches his arms, then turns to his side and faces the nightstand. He throws the comforter off of his legs and stands up. He shuffles to the sink and washes his face. Everyone at the breakfast table but Max. He runs downstairs.
Did you guys sleep okay?
The bed was so comfortable.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
Sorry. I overslept. Good morning, family. Mm-hmm. Jessica, how is everybody?
Fine.
So now that we are all here, did you come up with any Christmas ideas for things that we can do?
She hands kids waffles with tongs.
Any ideas? There's no wrong answers.
We usually decorate the Christmas tree together. Their tree's already decorated.
Oh, right.
Jessica raises brows.
Doesn't mean we can't decorate another tree.
Henry smiles. Max holds out plate and Jessica puts waffle on it.
You want to chop down one of these trees?
Nope. No trees will be chopped.
Where are you going with this?
We are
going
to decorate them right where they are.
and we're going to make ornaments that are okay for the animals to eat if they want. And let's face it, they probably won't.
We'll make the ornaments?
Yep. And then you can see the trees every time you look out the back window.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Thanks. It's something I used to do with my mom when I was growing up. We had this pine tree in the backyard, and we would decorate that sometimes instead of buying one.
I think that's the first bit of personal information I've ever heard from you.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Who's ready to get started?
Henry and Abby raise hands, then Max and Emma.
Okay, now we get to make the ornaments. And I have some bags of birdseed in my car.
Come on, let's go.
You just happen to have birdseed in your car?
Wait for me.
And all-weather fairy lights. It's called not winging it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Max puts cookies in oven. Don't forget to have fun yourself. This is your Christmas, too.
I know. I'm just used to helping them.
I can see that. But you know, that's what your Uncle Max and I are here for.
For now. Then we go to the boarding school, and it'll be just us again.
Yeah. That's okay. We can handle it.
Emma and Abby stir separate bowls. Jessica and Max look at each other. Dozens of cookies on sheets.
What now?
Now we wait for them to dry, and then tonight we can hang them on the tree.
So what are we gonna do until then?
What would you like to do?
Oh, I have an idea.
Are you winging it right now?
As a matter of fact, I am. What's the most Christmassy of Christmas activities?
Could you tell us?
A carriage ride! Come on!
Max, Jessica, and the three kids get in the white carriage. Emma approaches the horse's face with wonder in her eyes. She pets its muzzle.
Put the blanket down there.
Henry obeys.
You like horses?
Yeah.
I used to love reading books about horses when I was little.
Do you ride?
A little. My Aunt Matilda knew I loved horses and let me take lessons on the weekends.
I'm sure your uncles could arrange more lessons for you over your spring break. Plenty of equestrian centers here. Okay, shall we?
Emma and Jessica get in the carriage and it takes off down the snowy path.
Why'd you get in the snow?
It's so beautiful.
It's so much fun.
I love horses.
Can I drive? Please.
The kids smile at each other.
I think they like it.
This is cool.
Hey? Mm-hmm.
Good call.
What? Could you say that a little louder? Oh. Maybe record it, perhaps post it on social media.
Well, at least you're not gloating.
This is fun. I haven't done this since my last winter in college, I think.
I never have. I think it's safe to say you and I had very different childhoods.
Apparently.
Jessica smiles. A big bump.
Oh. Come here.
She jostles into him from the bump and he smiles as she corrects. They get out of the carriage.
Come on, guys, let's go. Thanks.
Isn't that great?
We so need to do this again.
Henry gets out last.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Welcome.
That was fun.
Thanks.
Who's that?
That was my buddy. He's upset that I'm delaying my Christmas trip to Whistler, especially after our friend Hal already bowed out.
Why'd Hal bow out?
He wanted to spend time with his wife and her family.
Imagine that.
No, right? Hey, what about your family? How come you're not spending Christmas with them?
I don't have any.
None?
She looks to kids.
My parents got a divorce when I was really young, and it was just me and my mom growing up.
Where is she now?
She passed away when I was a junior in high school.
I'm sorry.
So, you're like us?
I guess so.
And you too, Uncle Max.
I guess I never thought of it that way.
The kids smile at them.
How about we head up to the house and finish decorating those trees?
Sure!
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
They walk through snow. Now nighttime, they decorate trees.
Perfect.
The light.
spirits rise. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song that I'm
hearing. Good.
He plugs in the extension cord and the two trees illuminate with multicolored lights.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah, good call on the outdoor tree.
So pretty.
Oh, now who's gloating?
Jessica laughs. Zoe pours coffee.
Hello.
Hey, Jess, how's it going at Shea Darlington?
Okay so far. We did a lot on their first day. We made tree ornaments, went on carriage ride.
Oh, sounds fun.
That was Max's idea.
The crotchety uncle?
I never said he was crotchety.
Are you reading Dickens again?
I am, actually. So then what's he like?
Basically, big kid with all the toys and no responsibility.
Cute?
Yeah, but see, aforementioned big kid can't take him seriously.
Oh, too bad. I really would like you to find someone now that you're done with law school and can't use I'm always busy as an excuse.
Yeah, Zoe, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Okay.
Zoe sips from mug as Max walks downstairs.
Video link established and the kids are on with Matilda now.
She sighs.
What's up?
Text, entrepreneur Victor Lee. Family first, success follows.
So Mr. Lee doesn't like fancy.
Which means as much as I love the Plaza Ballroom and the amazing job they do for us every year.
It's definitely fancy.
Mr. Lee's going to be arriving in the States in less than a week. He's meeting with us in York Venture to see who he feels more comfortable with.
We should totally pick us. York Ventures already has a ton of business in Taiwan, which means we need it more, which means we're going to work harder for them.
How do you know that?
I do pay attention, you know.
Do you?
Yes. My MBA is not entirely decorative. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I also don't like to go to Charles with a problem if I don't already have the solution.
Well, no pressure, but the Christmas party is next week.
Thanks.
You know what I do when I'm trying to figure something out?
I know it's not make a list.
No, but it is have fun.
They smile at each other. They walk with kids.
Oh, look! Puzzle! Hot chocolate!
Owl.
And all.
She takes the girls and he takes Henry. The boys enter toy shop.
Here it is.
Well, you really like puzzles, huh?
Yeah.
So did your dad.
I know. We used to do them together. He was good at putting things together.
He really was, wasn't he? He tried and tried to get me to sit still to learn how to play chess, but I could not do it. I guess that's why he became the engineering professor and I didn't, huh?
Henry looks down.
So 2,000 pieces?
They'll take between 15 and 20 hours on average. So if we work a couple of hours each day, we'll be done on Christmas. Oh, wait, you're leaving before then.
Well, then we'll just have to work harder, won't we?
Henry nods. Jessica enters.
Hey.
Oh, hey. I need your orders for the hot chocolates. The options are...
Oh, a list.
Shush. There's iced hot chocolate, frozen hot chocolate, salted caramel, cinnamon, Belgian dark, and peppermint white chocolate.
Peppermint.
Salted caramel.
Really? I would have totally called Belgian dark.
I am a man of many mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
She nods.
Max, good to see you again.
Hey, Gus.
Come here often?
Only every Christmas when he practically buys me out.
Wow, it's no big deal.
It is a big deal. The Boys and Girls Club are always sending me their thanks because this one won't put his name on the gift.
Max looks down.
Well, today we are here just to buy this puzzle.
Jessica smiles warmly at him and raises brows.
Here you go. I'll be right back with your Christmas cupcake.
Mint hot chocolates on counter.
Jessica.
Phil, hi.
Having some Christmas fun?
I am, yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. Especially since we plan to keep you very busy once you start in our department.
I am looking forward to the challenge.
That's what I'd like to hear. Let's hit the ground running. See you soon.
Okay.
He leaves.
Who is that?
My new boss as of January 4th.
You aren't working for Uncle Charles anymore?
Not directly. I'll be in legal.
Is that fun?
Probably not fun, but steady.
Have you always wanted to be a lawyer?
Not necessarily, but I always knew I wanted to help people.
Like me?
A lot like you.
I like fun.
Jessica laughs.
Well, do you like hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jessica points to the table. She holds hot chocolate in her hands and sips as they sit outside.
Is this helping you come up with a solution?
Alas, no, but it is delicious.
Solution to what?
Jessica has a problem to solve.
And when I posed it to your Uncle Max, his solution was to have fun.
A suggestion which you followed.
I did. No regrets.
What's the problem?
I have to change the company Christmas party.
Very last minute.
Thank you for hammering that point home.
Hey, you're welcome.
Emma laughs.
Why do you have to change it?
Because your Uncle Charles wants to impress a very special guest that he wants to do business with.
And the plans that we have right now won't accomplish that.
What did you have planned?
A very fancy party at a very fancy hotel. But Mr. Lee...
That's our special guest.
Right. He doesn't like fancy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right.
What does Mr. Lee like?
Family?
That's nice.
That is nice. But it's also very vague. I mean, how do you show family?
Not at the plaza.
Maybe you could have the party at someone's house. I like it when I go to friends' houses for parties.
True.
Homes feel like family to me.
Max and Jessica smile.
That's a really great idea.
We should have just asked you first. Good job, Em, up top.
Okay, so now I just have to find a house.
Darlington. What? Makes the most sense. My family used to throw huge parties growing up, and it's connected to us, which is the whole point.
You know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that you, Mr. Darlington, know a thing or two about business.
Oh, it's a good thing you know better.
He takes a sip from his mug, whipped cream on his lip.
What?
Got foam on your mouth.
Where? Here?
Right here.
He licks most off his top lip.
Still?
It's still there.
Now nighttime. The kids run inside the house as the hatchback opens. Max grabs gifts.
I'm meeting Lena Thomas in town tomorrow for coffee and also to give her the update on the kids.
Okay, cool. I'll totally corrupt them while you're gone.
Excellent. I'm also going to call Charles about the changes to the Christmas party. Well, I mean, unless you want to tell him, because it was your idea, well, yours and Emma's.
No, you go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, he won't listen to me, but he will listen to you or anybody else. Trust me, story of my life.
She purses lips and furrows brows as Max enters the house. She pauses for a moment, then follows him in. The house at daytime. Henry dumps puzzle pieces onto table.
First, you gotta find all of the corners, then the edges, then you grip them together.
Very logical.
Thank you.
I want help.
Promise not to take the pieces away? You gotta stay together.
I promise.
Okay, then.
Where's Jessica?
She's in town meeting with Miss Lena.
Has she told Uncle Charles our idea yet?
Christmas party at the Darlington house?
It's the most logical place for a party of this size on such short notice.
But that is not the only reason.
Oh?
I heard your ventures will be doing
the wine and dine route with Mr. Lee when he's in town, which means the best way for us to separate ourselves from them is to show the people of Darlington in a family-oriented setting.
Okay, I can see that. That's a good idea.
That was actually Max's idea.
Max?
Yes.
He's a lot more dialed into the company than I ever realized.
We're talking about Max.
Yes, Max. And he's been
really great with the kids, too.
Good, good.
And I had another idea.
I think that we should open up the Christmas party to the families of Darlington Corporation's employees.
The families?
Yes.
We've never done that.
Well, it's because we've always
had our events at locations that weren't family-friendly.
But it can't look like a circus, either.
It'll be
different. But I really do believe that we can thread the needle between professionally impressive and family-oriented.
Charles nods. He looks down.
There's a lot riding on this, but okay. I trust you, Jess.
It's gonna be perfect.
Jessica smiles and hangs up her phone. The SUV takes off down the road. Photos.
Aw, thanks for keeping me updated. I've never seen them look this happy. I'm glad they're in such good hands. It was the right idea to have them stay here over Christmas.
Can I ask you a question?
How did you get into family law?
Oh, same way most people do. Personal experience. I had family members who were trying to navigate the legal system, and it inspired me to become their advocate.
I interned at a family law firm for a while.
What drew you to family law?
She grabs mug.
Something similar. My mom passed when I was a junior in high school, and my legal advocate got me through a lot of tough times.
What stopped you?
Finances. I had to work my way through college, and then after graduating, I got a job as an admin at Darlington to save, and then went back to night school after that.
And that's when Charles hired you on as his EA. Is that why you chose corporate law instead of family, because of where you were working?
It was an influence, yes.
Understandable. Family law is hard, and it is not always rewarding. But when it is, it touches your heart like nothing else. Listen, I know you're about to start a new position, but in my opinion, you have exactly what it takes to be a great family law attorney. At least consider it. We can talk later.
She smiles at Jessica, whose eyes grow distant as she sips in a mug. Darlington's in kitchen.
Jean Henry, that looks great. That's
Mrs. Brooks smiles.
Good.
What's all this?
Christmas cookies!
She throws flour in the air.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
And everything is perfectly under control.
I have no doubt, Mrs. Brooks.
What if Mrs. Brooks wasn't here?
I would have so much doubt.
Are you gonna join us?
Of course. Where are the raisins?
What? Raisins? You can't have raisins in Christmas cookies.
Of course you can.
No, it's either shortbread or sugar.
I like shortbread.
I like sugar.
See?
I like oatmeal raisin.
No. No oatmeal raisin. I can't believe I'm explaining to you the rules of Christmas cookies.
The only rule is that they have to be shaped into something Christmassy, like a Santa or a star.
No, that is 100% not true.
It's 100% true if I say it is.
Oh, this is the thing that you're gonna rebel against?
We all have our chosen battlefields.
Max grins at her.
What about you, Emma? Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
I like toffee.
As did your mother.
How did you know?
I used to make it for her.
You did?
Yes, she taught me how she liked it. With cinnamon?
Yes.
Do you remember how to make them?
No need. I have her recipe.
Mrs. Brooks grabs recipe book.
It's in here. Ah, here we go.
Opens the book. Handwritten recipe.
That's Mom's handwriting.
Emma admires the recipe.
Emma, would you like to make some toffee?
Okay, so what do we need here? Sugar.
Max and Jessica smile at each other. The house at nighttime.
Kids are asleep, or on their way, I hope.
Excellent. He comes bearing soup as well.
Yeah, I thought you could use a snack.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This looks fantastic.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clean grilled cheese sandwich halves and dip into tomato soup, then take a bite.
That's good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's a go in the Darlington house.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Just passed along the solution you helped me come up with.
Oh, well. Getting them to take it seriously is half the battle.
Is that why you don't get more involved with the company? For real?
Maybe. I think I kind of fell into the trap of the younger brother, lower expectations thing, and it became a trend. By the time I graduated, Charles was already running the company, and it wasn't really a role for me.
But you're the president.
Yeah, but we both know that that's in name only.
Do you want it to be more?
I used to. But, life had its own ideas.
Yeah.
She looks at him.
I get that.
Anything about your mom?
She looks up wide-eyed. Nods.
Christmas has a way of bringing up a lot of memories.
I hear you. It's been a while since I celebrated.
I mean, like this with family.
Yeah, me too. Not that we're family.
I disagree. I think we are. I mean, at least through Christmas.
She gazes into his eyes with a smile, shakes her head slightly, then looks down at the soup and sandwiches. She dips an end into soup and takes a bite with a smile. He does the same. Now daytime, the five of them walk through a Christmas festival. Text, St. Francis Hospital Christmas Fair. They pass under the sign into a large booth barn.
Face painting.
Chocolate.
That's not an activity.
Well, it is for me.
You guys are giving awesome suggestions. This Christmas party is going to rock. Thank you. Oh, there's Zoe. I'm going to pop over for a quick hello.
Okay, I'll meet you at Santa's workshop.
She waves by.
Hi, there you are. Is she here?
That's a no. Ah. Well, maybe it's not no, but not yet. Or it's no. I should have been braver, given her the flyer myself, so she knew I wanted her here. I mean, what do I really know about her besides adorable and an excellent baker? Okay, Bree.
Touches Zoe's hand. They both smile.
Distract me. Where's the cute, not crotchety uncle?
Max is over there. Red scarf.
No way. That's your Max.
Man in gingerbread costume.
Oh, he's not my Max. Wait, do you know him?
Yeah. He volunteers in the pediatric ward, being awesome.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I only know that guy as Max, or Cute Max, as some say.
Cute Max?
Yes, empirically, he's very well put together. Also, a really good person. Remind me again why you don't have a crush on him.
What? I mean, he's Max. I've never thought of him that way.
Yeah. You do tend to get tunnel vision and forget to see what's in front of your face.
He looks back at Zoe and Jessica and waves. Jessica waves back with a wide smile. Zoe waves with a slight smile. Text, build your own wreath. The three kids select pieces of greenery, ornaments and ribbons to incorporate into their wreaths.
There are other craft options.
I like pine cones. Pine cones are fun.
Not if you step on them.
Then don't step on them, right, kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holds Nutcracker.
Your friend Zoe looks familiar.
Yeah, she's a surgeon at St. Francis. She recognized you, too, from your volunteer work, which you have never mentioned.
Well, we haven't spent that much quality time together.
Do you tell Charles about it? Or your work at the Boys and Girls Club?
There's no reason to tell anyone any of it.
Why?
Because then it takes away from it. You should do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not to brag about it.
Jessica smirks and looks away. Henry plays with small nutcrackers. Zoe and Kate walk together through festival.
Oh, Kate showed up.
They smile as they both hold a young boy's hand. Jessica smiles. Outside of the Darlington house at nighttime. Jessica uses a tablet. She sketches on an image with a stylus.
What you doing?
Last minute tweaks for the layouts of the party.
You're working very hard at a job you technically no longer have.
Because it is important to me that I do a good job. Plus, I don't want your brother to think that I don't appreciate him for all the years of support he gave me so I can get my degree.
Charles is a lucky one. I don't know how your replacement is going to live up to your legend. Especially after this Christmas.
Everyone is acting like me volunteering to help watch the kids is something extraordinary.
It is. That's part of what makes you the amazing Jessica.
She smiles slightly. He gazes into her eyes as they stand inside the house. Text, bio Victor Lee, CEO of Liuxing Motors. Victor Lee is an engineer, industrial designer, technology entrepreneur and philanthropist. Max reads text from Brad. Text, you are missing out. He puts phone back on bed and continues to read the article about Victor Lee. Abby enters his bedroom with a large teddy bear.
Hey, Abby. What's going on?
I had a nightmare.
Oh, no. What about?
A fish.
A fish?
She frowns.
It was a really big fish.
Oh, scary.
Will you read to me?
Yeah, of course.
In pink and white striped pajamas, she gets into bed beside him.
What do you got there?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I love this book.
He opens middle of the book.
Hour after hour passed away, and slowly Dorothy got over her fright. But she felt quite lonely, and the wind shrieked so loudly all about her that she nearly came deaf.
Emma sneaks out of her bedroom and walks down the hallway. Jessica walks upstairs and sees her.
Hey, everything okay?
Do you know where Abby is?
At last she crawled over the swaying floor to her bed and lay down upon it. And Toto followed and lay down beside her.
In spite of the swaying of the house and the wailing of the wind, Dorothy soon closed her eyes and fell fast asleep.
Jessica and Emma enter Max's bedroom, where Abby cuddles with a teddy bear. She rolls over in the bed. Emma smiles slightly. Max holds his finger up to his mouth to shush them, sets down the book and stands up. He carries Abby back to her bedroom and places her down on the green pillow. She cuddles into it and he draws the light green comforter over her body as Jessica and Emma watch in the hallway. Jessica smiles slightly as Max approaches Emma.
She just had a little nightmare, but I think she's okay now.
She usually comes to me when that happens.
What's wrong, honey?
I'm just worried about them getting too attached. When we just have to leave again for the boarding school.
Especially after you just left your aunt.
But, yeah. You know, this will still be your home even when you come back from Payton. And if I have my way, you'll be coming back here a lot.
Emma smiles.
Get some sleep. Good night.
Emma walks away as the adults smile at her, then at each other and close the door to the bedroom. Nighttime. Max carries two mugs and gives one to Jessica.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're getting really good at this uncle thing.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I feel so uncertain all the time.
I think uncertainty is a part of parenting.
Parenting? Mm-hmm. I never thought of it like that.
Then why did you offer to help me? I mean, you could have gone to Whistler with your buddies.
Well, when the accident first happened, Charles was right. We weren't ready to be guardians.
And Matilda, she's a wonderful person, so it made sense them being there.
I want to do more than just visit them once in a while. Growing up, Jarrett was my idol. My parents were older and a little distracted, and Charles already had his own life by the time I came along. And Jarrett was there for me. Always.
Half of her mouth smiles.
So showing his kids Christmas.
It's the least I can do.
You're doing a really good job.
Promise?
Takes his hand.
Promise.
Max looks at her hand.
That means a lot.
They gaze into each other's eyes. The lights turn on. Mrs. Brooks enters.
Late night snacking?
Yep. And it is way past my bedtime. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Jessica leaves. Mrs. Brooks sits down in her place.
Max, don't mess this up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. I was there the first time you saw her. You almost ran into a door.
No, I was...
His mouth wide open, bites a smile, then sighs.
She's way out of my league, Mrs. B.
Listen. I've watched you grow up. I know that there is so much more to you than you let even yourself realize.
Yeah, but she doesn't take me seriously. I mean, why would she?
Oh, my dear Max. You have to figure out how to take yourself seriously before anyone else will.
He smiles. She smiles as well. Now daytime, a vendor serves roasted chestnuts. Jessica and Zoe walk.
I think I may have a crush on Max.
Yes!
Such good news.
Is it? Because my head is kind of spinning.
Because he's too handsome?
Because it'll change things.
Into awesome.
Into the unknown. And you know how much I hate the unknown, which is why I
take the chocolate fudge instead of the Christmas whirl fudge. Because chocolate is safe while Christmas whirl is oddly exotic, albeit in a still safely Christmas way.
Wow. I just went down an analogy rabbit hole.
You follow. Jess, sweetie, you can't be too cautious because then you'll miss out.
Do you think I'm too cautious?
Sometimes.
Wow. Never used to be. I was young, I was bold and brave.
I remember your 8th grade tap dancing ventriloquist talent act.
You are never gonna let me live that down.
Never. But you being cautious after losing your mom makes sense.
Maybe I am missing out on some things. Hey, do you wanna go dress shopping with me? I have a sudden compulsion to look really, really good for tomorrow night's Christmas party.
Kate nearby. Zoe smiles.
I can't. I have a date.
Kate smiles at her from distance.
I want to hear everything!
They shuffle down the street. Max opens a cardboard box in house.
Jess?
Hey, Max.
Hey.
He removes a garment wrapped in plastic with a PA shield embroidered on it. He frowns as Jessica approaches.
Are those...
the uniforms.
She frowns up at him as the kids descend the staircase. Jessica smiles at the kids. The kids stand together and nod, then approach. He holds up the uniform.
It's very nice.
Henry looks at Abby with brows raised.
You know, Max, there's something that we haven't done yet that is oh so Christmassy.
Oh. What's that?
Smiles at kids. They run past Snowman.
No, I get you.
Hey, get careful.
Uncle Charles.
Hey.
Embrace.
Wow, what a warm welcome.
I'm sure my schedule had you coming back later on tonight.
Actually, I changed the plans last second. Sorry, I wanted to be refreshed with the big day tomorrow, and of course to see my beautiful nieces and nephew. How are you all?
Good.
I like to hear that.
We made ornaments
and we're on a carriage ride with a horse,
and we're building a Christmas puzzle.
That sounds very Christmassy.
All right, kids, let's get cleaned up and ready for dinner. Charles will tell us about his trip later.
Can I have some hot chocolate?
I think that can be arranged. Come on.
Kids shuffle inside.
Hey, when did Max become Mr. Rogers?
Max has been full of surprises.
Jessica smiles at Charles, then walks inside. Charles follows behind.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah?
Could I talk to you for a second about my role at Darlington?
Your role?
Yeah, about doing more.
Can we talk about it after the Christmas party? I'm pretty wiped up from the trip.
Yeah, sure.
Right, thanks.
Charles pats Max's shoulder and walks away. Max and Jessica look to each other. Darlington House at night. Cars drop off guests at the front door valet service. A woman gets out of her car and enters the home. Max and Charles meet in an upstairs hallway.
It's a nice suit.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Don't you two look pretty?
Thank you, Uncle Max. You both look pretty too.
Thank you.
Henry emerges.
Oh, what's up?
I need help.
What do we got here? Hey, you almost got it. You just gotta take this big one, cross it over, and up. Down and through. And you look like a Darlington.
Yes, I do.
He grins with tie around neck. Downstairs, numerous guests mix and mingle in the large living room. A server walks past the fireplace decorated with nutcrackers, colorful string lights and stockings. A massive dessert and appetizer table. A boy walks past and hands a small Christmas tree to his father. Kids on their phones. Jessica paints snowflake on Abby's cheek.
Is it done yet?
Almost. Oh my, you're going to look like a little Christmas angel.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Max, right?
Yeah, Zoe,
yes.
Right?
Yes. We know each other from the hospital where Max volunteers. And through Jessica.
Yeah.
Max, this is Kate. Kate, Max.
Kate, it's nice to meet you.
Same. Your house is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Can we come back?
Raises shoulders.
Yeah, anytime.
Sounds like you and Jess have been having fun with your nieces and nephew.
Yes. The kids have been great. And, well, Jess is amazing.
No argument here. And I know she's really enjoyed spending time with you and the kids.
Jessica waves at a guest. She wears a teal ball gown.
Hi. So wonderful to see you.
Great to see you, too.
Have you seen the children? They're over by the Christmas.
I saw. They're having quite the time. I'm glad to see that things are going so well.
Well, Max is really great with them.
Well, Emma says that you're a big part of making them feel at home, too.
She does? Well, they make it easy.
Have you thought about my suggestion?
Yes, a lot, actually.
I hear a but.
I don't have any practical experience.
You have something better. Personal experience. An instinct, neither of which can be taught.
I just owe so much to Charles and Darlington. I mean, they have been incredibly generous to me over the years.
I see. Well, you have my info if you should change your mind.
Thank you.
She smiles and nods. Jessica looks around the room. The woman approaches Charles and another man. Max approaches Jessica.
Hi.
Hi.
You look really beautiful in that dress.
Thank you. You look very handsome yourself.
Thank you.
Her hands clasped.
What time are you heading to Whistler tomorrow?
I'm not. I pushed it till after Christmas and the kids go to Payton, so.
Jessica turns to Mr. Lee as he enters.
That's Mr. Lee.
That is Mr. Lee. Do you mind if I?
No, go.
I'll be right back.
Max approaches him.
Mr. Lee, Max Darlington, Charles's brother.
Nice to meet you, Max.
And you. So how was your flight?
Not bad. Not nearly as long as my flight from Harbin.
Harbin? You know, I was in Harbin about 5 years ago for the Ice Festival. Have you been?
Of course, yes. It's one of the best winter experiences.
Oh, totally. My favorite part was the Lantern Arts Fair.
Mine as well. I'm taking my daughter there in January.
Well, we should meet up.
Victor, it's so good to see you.
Charles.
I'm sorry I missed you coming in.
Oh, it's okay. Max and I were just discussing the Harbin Ice Festival.
Oh.
I wasn't aware that Darlington is a family-run company.
Well,
yes. I mean, family has always been an integral part of Darlington Corporation, starting with our grandfather and great-uncle, and now continuing with Charles and myself.
Good family, good company. This is our motto at Lujing Motors.
Victor, I would love to introduce you to some of our other board members.
Of course.
Right this way.
Max and Charles follow.
Max, good job. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, but we were just in a conversation.
This is a very important deal.
I'm aware of that.
Max, just go do what you do. Go have fun.
Max furrows his brows, mouth open as Charles walks past with Mr. Lee. Max sighs and walks away. Jessica frowns and watches him step outside. He looks at the two Christmas trees they decorated with the kids.
Hey.
Hey.
She faces him in sleeveless dress.
You must be freezing.
Snow on the ground, he gives her his coat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You okay? You seemed upset.
No, I'm fine.
Something happened between you and your brother?
No, nothing I'm not used to. It's just hard to change people's opinions of you, especially when they've held them for so many years.
Charles only sees what you show him.
It's what we've all seen.
I know that there is so much more to you.
But it helps when somebody believes in you.
It does. And I do.
H gazes at her as she grins.
Uncle Max, Jessica!
Hey, Abby, what's up?
I made some more outdoor ornaments to replace the ones the birds ate.
Nicely done. What's the carrot for?
A deer ate the snowman's nose.
Abby puts an ornament on the tree.
These are so beautiful.
Mr. Lee, hi, I'm Jessica Liu, Charles's personal assistant. Sintanquela.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And a pleasure to meet you.
Victor saw lights from the window and wanted to come take a closer look.
I put two new ornaments on the trees to replace the ones the birds ate. They're okay for animals.
I'm delighted to hear it.
This is our niece, Abby Darlington.
Yesterday we built a snowman. Do you build snowmen?
As a matter of fact, I do. I was telling your Uncle Max about taking my daughter to the Harbin Ice Festival next month. Perhaps you could come visit us and bring your uncles too.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
That is an excellent plan. Shall we?
Yes.
She touches Abby's back and leads her and Max inside. Mr. Lee and Charles stand outside near the trees.
You have a lovely family, Charles.
I couldn't agree with you more. So happy you came.
Thank you.
They step back inside. The sun rises over a snowy field. Max packs up a trailer with plastic totes and boxes. Jessica smiles as a young man and woman carry boxes. Max approaches her. Charles does the same.
Good morning.
Hey.
Excellent. You two are exactly who I wanted to talk to. Can you join me in the office, please?
Jessica and Max follow Charles to office.
We are in business.
Mr. Lee?
Wants Darlington Corporation for the joint venture in Taiwan.
That is fantastic news.
Congratulations.
To you, too. One of the big factors in Victor's decision was how welcome he felt at our Christmas party. You were right. He puts a great deal of emphasis on family in everything he does, which was why he especially loved that we put emphasis on family at our Christmas party. So I want to thank you both.
We were just doing our jobs.
About that, Victor made a point of saying how much he enjoyed your company, Max.
Really, he did?
Yes, and he's looking forward to going to Harbin with you and the children if they can get the time off school.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fun.
Also, I want to apologize if I was short with you last night. You've done a great job.
Thank you, Charles.
So you want to be more involved with the company?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that is great because Victor specifically asked for you to be the liaison on this deal.
Really?
Really.
She and Max grin.
I don't know what to say. I'm so surprised.
You think you can handle it?
I can.
Good. You'll need to pack your bags.
Excuse me?
Well, if you're going to run the Taiwan division, you'll need to get started immediately. Your flight leaves Thursday to Taipei.
This Thursday?
Yes.
But that means he's going to miss Christmas with the kids.
Yes, that is unfortunate. But I'll be with them until they settle at Payton. Then I'll fly over to join you. This initial trip is to lay the groundwork. Then you go over in February on a more permanent basis. I'm proud of you, Max. Congratulations.
Thank you.
His smile fades. He looks at Jessica, who smiles back at him. They leave the office. She turns to him with a smile.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it's, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, of course. But it's a great opportunity, and you wanted a bigger role in the company, and you got it.
He looks at her, and his smile fades.
What's wrong?
Tears in his eyes.
Nothing.
He smiles, shakes head. Her smile fades, and she looks upstairs, tears in her eyes.
We gotta tell the kids.
Yeah. We do.
They look at each other. She tightens her lips. Now nighttime, the kids on couch.
You're not going to be here for Christmas?
No. But your Uncle Charles will be. And you can teach him how to make Christmas cookies and how to throw snowballs and make snow angels.
Okay.
Frowns.
Will you be here for Christmas?
If you want me to.
Henry nods. Max smiles. Snowy streets in a commercial area.
They're sending him to Taiwan.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
How long is permanent basis?
My guess, a couple years?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. You gonna tell him?
What?
That you...
She gestures a heart.
No, it's way too soon.
7 years would be insufficient to make some people acquainted with each other. And 7 days are more than enough for others.
Dickens?
Austin.
Kate arrives with two plates. With a smile, she serves them both, then touches Zoe's back with a smile. Jessica smiles at Zoe as Kate leaves. Jessica sighs. At the Darlington house, Max shuffles downstairs with navy suitcases. He sets them by the staircase as he wears a beige coat and red scarf. A massive Christmas tree by the fireplace. He looks at it with a frown, then approaches. The nearly finished puzzle sits on the living room table in front of the fireplace. He looks down at it. He looks up as the kids shuffle downstairs dressed in Christmas sweaters. Jessica follows close behind them.
I figured you had to see them in their Christmas sweaters at least once.
They're awesome.
Kids approach him.
We'll miss you, Uncle Max.
Hey.
All three kids hug him around his waist. Mrs. Brooks emerges and stands by Jessica.
You didn't get to finish the puzzle.
That's right. Well, don't worry. Jessica will help you.
She's much better than I am anyway.
That is true.
Hey.
All right, Max. You ready?
Ready.
The three kids release their embrace. The puzzle on the table in front of where they stood together. Jessica lets Max, Charles and the kids outside the front door. Max walks around the back of the vehicle then opens the driver's side door. He pauses and looks at his family, Jessica and Mrs. Brooks as they all stand under the awning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jessica smiles at him as he sits down and shuts the door. He looks back. She tightens her lips and he drives away. Mrs. Brooks smiles. The kids all frown. Mrs. Brooks waves as he drives away, as do Henry and Abby.
Who wants hot chocolate?
Can I have the first one?
Sure.
Henry raises hand. The kids, Charles and Mrs. Brooks all walk inside while Jessica stands under the awning with her arms crossed. An airplane takes off. Max sits in a leather chair, leg over knee and wiggles his foot as he rubs his temple, then his nose. A woman holds a young girl's hand as they walk past. Max smiles at the scene. Two pieces missing in the puzzle. Henry puts in one.
We're missing a piece.
I gave it to Uncle Max.
Why?
So he can think about us over Christmas while he's away. I wish he was here and we could all be together. It's not the same. Yeah.
Jessica rubs Abby's back. Max, still seated in the leather chair at the airport, checks his phone. He notices the puzzle piece in his phone case. He picks it up and smiles at it. The piece is part of a star. He smiles, then sets down the phone and rubs his lip. He sits up and grabs a notebook. He opens the notebook and begins to write. Stay on left side of page, go on right side of page. He draws line down the middle. Jessica approaches Mrs. Brooks in the kitchen.
Can I help you with anything, Mrs. Brooks?
Oh, all done. Thank you, though.
How far away is Peyton?
It's in Vermont, near Canada. It would take approximately 5 hours to get there.
But can we live here on the weekends?
It would be impractical.
Oh.
Jessica crosses arms.
I really like it here.
Me too.
We'll get used to Peyton, like we've always done before.
She's right.
Touches Abby's arm. Jessica looks away.
I'll be right back.
Jessica walks off, then enters Charles' office.
Can I speak to you for a minute?
Sure.
What do you know about Riverside School down the street?
It's excellent. Why?
I think the kids should go there instead of Peyton.
Riverside isn't a boarding school.
I know. The kids would come home every day here, do their homework, eat, sleep, and just be regular kids.
Who would watch them?
I would.
You would give up your career as an attorney to watch my nieces and nephew?
No, I would still be an attorney. I mean, it is the 21st century, and there's a happy medium between kids in boarding school and me giving up my career.
Fair enough.
I mean, if I can be your full-time EA and go to law school and pass the bar, I can do this. I am excellent with time management.
Yes, you are. But why would you want to do this?
Charles stands up.
Because I love them. 7 years, 7 days, 7 minutes. Doesn't matter how long I've known them or that they're not related to me. I want the best for those kids because I love them.
Charles smiles and looks down.
Okay.
He raises brows.
Okay.
Okay. Can work something out.
Okay.
She grins.
Lena was right about you. She said you're an excellent advocate for the children.
Lena?
She told me that she approached you about coming to work for her.
She did?
Yes. We've known each other since college. There's a mutual respect there. So have you thought about her offer?
Oh, yes, of course.
And?
I turned it down.
Why?
Because I already have a job, I think.
Charles looks down.
Jessica, you will always have a job at Darlington. The question is a job in our legal department the one you truly want?
She shakes head.
No. I don't want to be a corporate lawyer. I want to be in family law. I've always wanted to be in family law and protect families, and I think I just forgot for a minute.
I'm glad you remembered. You should never settle.
She and Charles look at each other. His gaze softens.
Can you watch the kids?
Sure.
She leaves.
Wait, where are you going?
To be bold and brave.
She shuffles out of the office. Charles smiles, rubs his mouth, and returns to his office.
This is Max. Leave a message.
Max, call me when you get this.
She hangs up, walks out the front door, and gets into her silver SUV. She turns on her phone and buckles her seatbelt.
This is Lena Thomas. Please leave a message.
This is Jessica Liu. I thought about what you said, and you're right. Family law is where I belong. I'm going to take you up on your offer.
Max pulls in the driveway as she's about to pull out. She stops the car and gets out.
You're here.
Yeah. Where are you going?
To the airport. To stop you.
What's wrong?
No, nothing. Nothing's wrong. I just realized that I don't want you to go, so I thought I would tell you that, and then, you know, maybe you wouldn't go.
Wait. Are you being impulsive?
I am.
I made a list.
You did?
Yes, of all the reasons to stay and go to Taiwan. And I gotta be honest, there was a lot of reasons to go, but only one big one to stay.
Which is?
Love.
He smiles.
I love the kids, and I have been in love with you for 2.5 years since the first day I saw you.
And I know I have a lot of work to do to be worthy of you. You inspire me in so many ways, every single...
She grabs his cheeks, leans in and quickly kisses him. They part lips with a smile.
Sorry. I'm being impulsive again.
Is this gonna be a thing?
Maybe.
I mean, because I was in the middle of a pretty good speech that...
She does the same. He holds her around the small of her back, just below the ends of her wavy, brunette hair.
I love you too.
You do?
I do.
Even though I may have just lost my fledgling career?
He takes her by the neck and kisses her once again. They part lips and look at each other.
Let's find out.
They both smile. Mrs. Brooks puts on a coat and stands under awning beside Charles, whose arms are crossed. Mrs. Brooks shuffles indoors.
Children!
The three kids step outside.
Uncle Max!
You're here!
You were getting on a plane.
I was, but... Okay, here's the deal. I want to have a greater voice at the Darlington Corporation. I think I can add value, and I want to make you proud. And I'm very aware that not getting on that plane to Taiwan undermines those goals, but I can't leave the children and Jess, especially during Christmas.
I see.
And I still think we can make it work with Taiwan and Mr. Lee, even if I don't live there. And I'm still open to going to Taiwan after the holidays.
Uh-huh.
But I understand if you want to replace me as liaison.
Max, one of the first things you got to keep in mind when we're negotiating is who has the leverage. And right now you do.
I do.
You do. Mr. Lee asked for you. I'm not going to get in the way. Especially when the reason you want to delay the trip is because you want to be with the kids over Christmas. How about next time you just tell me? We can work it out.
So we'll leave in January?
January sounds great.
But not for too long.
Jessica chuckles.
And Charles, one more thing. I don't think the children should go to Payton. They should be here with us. It's what's best for them. And Charles, I think you know that.
I do. Which is why I agreed with Jessica that they'll go to Riverside down the street.
His mouth wide open.
Oh.
Three kids and Mrs. Brooks smile.
It was a good speech, though.
It was.
So we're not leaving?
Nope. The three of you are going to be staying right here at Darlington.
Yes.
This is your home.
She hugs Emma. Charles hugs Abby. Max hugs Henry.
I want my own room.
What about your nightmares?
I'm not worried.
I want to stay in Dad's old room.
Absolutely.
Then I'll get a room of my own.
Shall we come inside and get ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Great idea. Come on, kids.
They run inside.
I knew you could do it.
Mrs. Brooks walks inside, too. Max grins at Jessica open-mouthed.
You really are the amazing Jessica.
And don't you forget it.
Never.
They walk inside.
Hot chocolate. Who would like some hot chocolate?
Me.
You would, really? All right, here you go, Max.
Yeah.
I'd like to propose a toast to family and Christmas.
And Darlington.
And the Darlington.
And Mrs. Brooks.
Yeah.